Welcome back, friends, and thank you very much for joining us. It's our pleasure to have you with us. Lou, are you there?
I am here. I am always excited when we have a single verse episode because I know it's an important verse.
Today it's verse 12, and I really like this verse in addition to quite a few others that I like. So I hope that you will like this also. This verse, verse 12, is, as all these verses in the Gita are, based on the Upanishads, and the Kathopanishad basically has a lot of what is in here. And the verse itself says, of vain hopes, of vain actions, and of vain knowledge, senselessly, they verily are possessed of the delusive prakriti of Rakshasas and Asuras. Rakshasas are monsters, demons, and Asuras are also bad things. They don't actually exist, but just in the scriptures, they're called Rakshasas, demons, monsters, etc. They really refer to negative tendencies within ourselves. Each one of us is supposed to have demonic qualities. Anger, greed, all these are called demonic qualities. And when one exhibits those, one is considered to be a demon, a rakshas, or asura. So we'll get to that. So of vain hopes, of vain actions, of vain knowledge, what does that mean? Why vain? Why false? Because what they're saying is that our main purpose in life, keep this in mind, our main purpose in life, according to the scriptures, is to realize the Atman, is to become one with Brahman, to become self-realized, to gain mukti, nirvana, to become self-realized. As long as you're pursuing that goal, you're okay. But anything else, you have vain hopes, and any actions that you have towards fulfilling those hopes and desires are considered vain actions. And any knowledge you try and acquire to get those actions or to get those hopes fulfilled are considered vain knowledge. So let me go step by step. We each have three components that we are always revolving around. One is me, my body, my mind, my intellect, myself. The second is the world around me, the terrestrial world. People, family, other human beings, animals, the weather, storms, all of this. And the third is God at a much higher level. And all our interactions, all our communications, all our hopes are to these three elements. We want our bodies to be a certain way. We hope. These are the vain hopes. We want our mind, our intellect to be a certain way. We want our family to work towards us in a certain way. The rest of the world. And we want God to give us certain things. All of these are vain hopes. And I'm not talking about self-realization. If somebody's thinking of self-realization, that is a hope, that is a wish, that is a drive, a desire that is perfectly acceptable according to the scriptures. But if you're saying to God, please, God, let me win the lottery, then that's a vain hope. Yes. All of these hopes and wishes and desires are for security and happiness. Security and happiness. And what he is saying here is that we all have good qualities and bad qualities. The bad qualities are demons, rakshasas, and asuras. And the reason they're divided into two is because the rakshasas symbolize the rajasic qualities, and the asuras symbolize the tamasic qualities. That's a little bit more complicated. We'll go into what those different qualities, bad qualities are. But the good qualities, I wrote them down so that I would remember all of them, although there's more. But the bad qualities are anger, greed. We've talked about this, right? How a desire produces, if it's not fulfilled, produces anger, then greed, hypocrisy, pride, prejudice, jealousy, fear. And the good qualities are love, compassion, selflessness, peacefulness, kindness, all of these, empathy towards others. These are all good qualities. Now, we have to take the support of the good qualities in any hopes, wishes, desires we have, so that we take the path of Brahman. But instead, what the verse says is, verily, we are possessed of the delusive prakriti of rakshasas and asuras. That means we all have it within us. They're delusional. They're delusive. They are the ones that we use. And we may say, well, this guy is so calm, peaceful. He has no anger. That is not true. Everybody has some desires. Everybody can get angry. You have that quality that you see in somebody and you get surprised when somebody's cool and calm and then he gets angry. Tulsidas says sandalwood, for instance, the tree, you know, smelled so nice. Lou, have you ever seen a piece of sandalwood? It's very common in India.
I don't think I have. No, I certainly haven't smelled one.
Yeah, it's beautiful. If you go to any Indian store, you pick up something that's made of sandalwood, an elephant typically, and you smell it. It's beautiful sandalwood smell. This comes from the sandalwood tree, and they make a tincture out of it or liquid with the tree being the wood being crushed, and it smells really beautiful like sandalwood. But the same tree, you can burn it. You never thought that it has the capacity, the inherent capacity to be burned. But that wood, just as sweet as it smells, can also be burned and produce fire, is what Tulsidas says. Right. So we all have the tendency to be possibly angry, hypocritical, prejudiced, proud of ourselves, and so on.
Sure.
So we have to choose. We have the choice to be either good or bad. And the scriptures say in the company of good people, your tendencies to be more good. In the company of bad people, you have a tendency to be bad. So make a choice first to read, to view, to keep the company of good people, and that directs you towards good things.
Right.
And a lot of this is in the Katha Upanishads. We all have vain expectations, desires, hope from ourselves, from people around us, and when they don't do these things that we expect them to do for our happiness, for our security, we get mad, we get angry. All those rakshasa, all those demonic qualities within us come about. And we look for them to get fulfilled. So I'm saying a lot of things here, folks. You will need to read this again, listen to this again, so that it sticks. But if they don't get fulfilled, you get desperate. You are sad. You become anxious. You become depressed. You despair.
Right.
So you're looking for security. You're looking for happiness. You turn to your own body, your own mind, your own intellect. You turn to your relatives, your friends, the people around you, and then you turn to God. And when none of this gets fulfilled, instead of getting the security and happiness that you really seek, you instead end up with sadness, anxiety, and you don't realize this.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. The happiness and security you seek is within you, not without. You can try and get as much as you can force. You do this all the time, minute to minute, from the time you wake up to the time you close your eyes. You are constantly busy, 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 saying, I need to make more money, I'll be more secure. I'll need to make more power, I'll be more peaceful. I'll be happy if I get this, if I get that. And none of that makes you happy. Keep that in mind. You try. There will be momentary flashes of happiness, of security that you feel, but it's gone immediately. Yet you're busy, 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 busy all day, going from meeting to meeting. And this lasts your whole life. And at the end of it, what do you have? Nothing. So you may say, nah, I got $1 million. I've got a million. But what really the scripture says, what do you really have?
Right.
What do you really have? You have nothing. You can't take the $1 million with you. You can't take your credit cards with you. Can't take your checkbook with you. Can't take the fact that you're president of the United States. You can't take it with you. You can't take your fame. You can't take your beauty. You can't take your power. What can you take with you? Before we get to that, let's talk about these three things: hope, action, and knowledge. So these hopes and desires make you do some actions. These hopes are called moga-asha. Moga-asha, false hopes and desires. Moga-karma, which refers to false actions that you try to get. So you make a business deal, you go and do something that will cause you to get something that you think is going to make you happy. And you say, well, what else can I do to try and get this? So you achieve knowledge, which is, he says, Brahman says, Krishna says, false knowledge. And what we can carry with our after our death is not our cash, not our valuables, not our power, not our beauty. Only thing you can carry is our nature. Our mind and our intellect goes to the next body. So all of these impressions that you get throughout your life in your mind and intellect are known as vritti. And we can talk about that some other time. But every little piece of information, every desire, every stimulus that you get produces ripples inside your mind and your intellect. Those are known as vrittis. These vrittis, having produced those ripples, are actually inscribing it inside your mind. That then goes to the next life. So you have your karmas, whatever actions you do carries to the next life. Good karmas cause good results. Bad karmas cause bad results. The vrittis continue. Vasanas are your desires. Whatever you have now, fulfilled or unfilled, are going to repeat themselves in the next life. Your personality, your swabhav, nice person, not a nice person, cruel person, carries itself to the next life and the next life after that. An imprint in your mind and intellect, your wisdom, your sanskar, your karmas, all carry itself to the next life. So we tend to give importance to useless knowledge. Mm-hmm. All of this knowledge, really, that we try and get, a business, how to conduct oneself in business, how to trade, what to do, that's all useless according to the scriptures. Those who do not understand how these things work, he says, are useless. They're fools. And they rely on the demons and asuras to throughout their life. So I said a lot in a very short period of time. I packed it all together. And I'm sure that when you listen to this again and again, please do make notes, listen to it, contemplate, think about it. It will make a huge difference in your life. I promise you. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.